There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
China will destroy our country.
I don't want from China, but you almost have to buy from China. It's ridiculous.
China is draining our wealth. The Chinese do not respect us.
One thing I can tell you, China won't be ripping us. Japan won't be ripping us. Mexico will not be ripping off this country like they're doing right now.
All right, Donald Trump sounding off as he has along the way. Thanks to Fox for that. It's a compilation of what he had to say about China. We certainly know that. He's been very vocal about it all the way through. I mentioned this the other day. Mitt Romney was another one of those guys. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And, of course, this is where we start for all you business-minded people out there or just some people who have a few bucks in the stock market. When I say a few bucks, I don't mean that you're filthy rich. I mean that you're hoping to help pad that retirement, and you've lost $8,000 or $9,000 now. The Dow closed down at 575-plus points. So there was a surge for the Dow, but it vanished at the end of the trading session. So this just shows you how anxious the markets have become. Another wild ride, and it all is because of what's happening in China. And the fear of what's going on there. And let me tell you, I can give you some blue chippers. I mentioned this stock the other day, Johnson & Johnson, down 225. Alcoa, the aluminum stock that once was, gosh, maybe 3 months ago, at 17 bucks is now at 8 and change, down 1.10%, easy for me to say. Hershey was a thriving stock. Now that's almost down 2 points too as well. And Ford had really thrived, and that's down that stock now $12.90 a share. So $12.90 a share. Hershey is at $85.13. That had really soared too. A lot of stocks are just falling by the wayside. Apple was up barely. Yahoo was up barely. And you know how that goes. So some were up, some were down. But it was really another massively miserable day, without a doubt, a stormy day. So you heard Donald Trump at the top. He and Jorge Ramos got into it again at one of his campaign stops in Iowa. Donald Trump eventually getting frustrated at one point in their relationship, saying, go back to Univision. And because, you know, Ramos famously is bilingual, but he's really the face of Hispanic television. He's got to be the most famous Spanish language news anchor in the United States. And I guess he'd been trying to really get an interview with Donald Trump. So there he is, I mean, for months, there he is in Iowa. And he talked about his immigration plan. Ramos decided to travel to Iowa. He and his colleagues thought he might be blocked from coming in, but he wasn't. Once inside, he tried to stand up, ask a question, and Trump said, you haven't been called on. And they got into it. He kept saying, sit down, please, sit down, sit down. And then the security just took him out. So he was allowed back inside, I guess, 10 minutes later. And apparently Trump had a back and forth with him about deportation plans for the undocumented illegals and his call for an end, of course, to the whole birthright citizenship program that we have going on in the country. And it was just kind of interesting. There are certain journalists that just get under Trump's skin, and he doesn't care. He's going after them. And Trump, by the way, is suing Univision for $500 million over their decision to cancel the airing of the Miss USA pageant which is an event that is co-owned by Donald Trump. Megyn Kelly from Fox was out for the week on vacation. When she was gone, Trump tweeted that it was so pleasurable that Megyn Kelly wasn't on the airwaves. And then Roger Ailes from the network said that he's being nasty and he was wrong and he should apologize to her. So it just makes for interesting viewing, let's put it that way, and listening pleasure. And it only brings the conversation back once again, to Donald Trump. Right at the top, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. He's cooking.
Hello,
he's cooking some. There he is.
I'm not cooking yet, but I will be. Listen,
awesome.
I want to compliment you on the program at the end of the show. I listened to every bit of it. And the story that you told is something I've been talking about for a long time, about the anchor babies, about the welfare recipients the Mexicans are doing. Not all of them, but so many of them come here and take advantage of us, and we have to pay for it. And you laid it out much more articulately than I could. I was just so proud. I was just beside myself with the greatness that you showed in laying that all out so succinctly. And I compliment you. My girl, I've always been very proud of you, but that was superb.
Well, thank you very much, Dan, for saying that. And this is what people don't understand. It's not an attack. It's the facts. It's the facts of looking statistically at what's happened, and it's there for everybody to see. You just have to do a little bit of digging, and it's ridiculous. It's a known pathway, and this is why it's being used, and this is why we're being used up in economically. It's ridiculous. So thanks, Dan.
Well, you're more than welcome. And also, I just would like to say I'm behind Donald Trump. I don't know if I'll vote for him, but I admire what he's doing and the way he slaps down these people from the news media. So often our candidates out there cower and try to be politically correct and try not to say the wrong thing and blah, 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 blah. And they're just panderers. And Trump, he doesn't give a big rat, you know what? He just tells it like it is, and I respect that. I don't know if I'll vote for him, but it's so nice to have somebody out there saying the things that we have been saying all along. And he's not hardcore right-wing like I am. I mean,
mm-mm.
I'm for building a wall. I'm for throwing them all out of the country. And after we get rid of the Mexicans and all the other hanger-oners from South America, I want to concentrate on getting rid of the Muslims. I know you've got Dan Perkins coming up later on that's going to be giving us some skinny on that. I will be paying very close attention. And, sweetheart, again, kudos to you. Thank you so very, very much, and I'll get off the air.
All right, Dano. And he's right. Good promo there for Dan Perkins, who is coming up in just a few moments, actually, here on America Tonight. And, you know, there's just so much misunderstood information. And when it's there and when you can dig it up and when we can lay it out, of course, that's what we want to do. And unfortunately, and the Californians know this, the most liberal Californians will tell you it's a problem. If you get that mayor one-on-one and have a conversation, even frankly, he'll say they're trying to figure out what to do because it's eating up the resources. But this is what Dan said, a world of political correctness, and Trump has kind of flipped that equation and started at least the conversation anyway. Dan Perkins up next here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to America. Tonight we've been talking about this, of course, wall to wall, pardon the pun. We're talking about China and the impact of China and its economy that is in a free fall and what it's doing to the markets. We've had Dan Perkins on this show many, many times. We love him. He shoots straight from the hip and takes no prisoners. And did you know that Dan Perkins, besides an author, is a registered investment advisor? How about that? So he has ton of experience in this area, and especially in investing in all asset classes all over the world. So that makes a huge difference in looking it through his eyes. Dan, initially in watching what's going on with China, and we saw Monday was like rock and roll Monday, brutal, when the market was down, or the Dow was down 1,000 points, just minutes, moments after the market opened, a great tsunami, and then it kind of bounced back up, but still, this has been terrible for the American market. So I guess the first thing is, what's going on with China?
What's going on with China is that you might recall that we had a conversation several months ago about Greece, and I explained to you the concept of debt to GDP ratio. And at that particular time, Greece was 177% of the total GDP of their economy. Okay, you remember that?
Yeah.
China is 282%. Their outstanding debt is 282% of the largest economy in the world. And what's going on, Kate, is that they have these government-sponsored entities that have been building buildings with nobody in them, building entire resorts and complex with nobody there, highways, bridges, airports, all of this industrial production and all of this infrastructure going nowhere, and they brought a lot of that debt to the markets. And as the economy began to slow and they have all these see-through buildings and highways that go nowhere, all of a sudden the investors began to wonder whether they were going to get paid back. And they realized that they weren't at 282% of GDP. So what happened was people started to sell to raise the money. And it just started momentum that I don't believe is done yet.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I don't believe it's done yet either. There's a big question mark about quantitative easing. Ugh, to me, that is like the evil empire. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, the talk is that Europe, which is already in quantitative easing because its economy sucks, is now talking about doing another round. And there's discussion in the United States that should the Federal Reserve add another round. And, you know, it's a debt situation. And the problem that you had on Greece and the problem that's coming out of the roost in China is you cannot build a long-term expansion in an economy based on excessive debt. And that's what happened in both places. They're trying, they can't get the revenue from their taxpayers and their corporations, so they're going into the market. And gee, that kind of sounds like some other place called the United States of America. When Obama took over, we had a 70.76 GDP debt ratio. Now we have 103 and climbing. You can't take Hillary's $350 billion free college program and make it a government program if you haven't figured out how to pay it. And they want to put the program in place first and figure out how to pay for it later. Well, that doesn't work, and we're proving it all over the world. It doesn't work.
Yeah, and we're seeing other things too, like people are watching how oil is dipping low. Also, when you look at oil, and I say this all the time, see where crude is opening, and then you can judge some of the things that are going on with some of the markets. And how low do you think oil goes?
Well, oil is a much more important story, believe it or not, than the collapse of the stock market for two reasons. One, you may or may not be aware of this, but about, I want to say maybe 3-4 weeks ago, Saudi Arabia came to the world debt markets with a $27 billion offering. And they said they came to it is because if the revenues, because of the lower price of oil, the revenues are insufficient to fund their economy on a day-to-day basis. So they had to come to the market and borrow $27 billion in order to be able to begin to pay, continue to pay for the programs that they're giving their people. If they don't do that, then the people are going to revolt. Well, the problem then with low oil prices, other OPEC governments are now faced with a dilemma. Are they going to feed their people or are they going to feed the terrorists? And I think they're going to try and keep their jobs, so they're going to feed the people and let the terrorists go. So one of the pluses of extremely low oil prices is the funding for terrorist group dries up. And I wrote to Mr. Trump about his problem or his approach in ISIS, and I said he didn't go far enough. You need to set those wells on fire on those 11 fields and let that black sulfur smoke get into the nostrils of ISIS fighters and know that death is on the way, and keep them, because that cuts off a huge source of their revenue and they won't fight on an empty stomach, not for very long.
Yeah, I love that. Then that is a good way to try to strangle them out. And you see what they're doing, Dan. Every day it's something different as to who they're attacking, what Christians, what group, who they're blaming for what, who they're throwing off the roof. And they're destroying all those ruins to boot, historic relics, which is awful. But I think it's more about the human life, but still it's terrible.
Right. So I did a piece for the Hill, which I write. You may know I wrote for the Hill. I write for thehill.com, and I basically said the terrorists, when they start losing and not getting revenue from OPEC, are going to start attacking OPEC. So the next major assault of ISIL will be against, and other terrorist groups will be against the OPEC members, to try and threaten and intimidate them to blackmailing and then giving them money.
Oh, can you imagine? And that happens. That opens up a whole different lane of problems, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Crazy. Dan Perkins, as always, so fun to have you on the show. If people want to get a copy of any of your books, because you have, of course, the trilogy. The first was The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, as we all know. And how can they get those books?
Amazon.com. You can get them in. The three books are available in harder paperback and ebook. And one and two are available on audiobooks at either iTunes or audible.com. And the third book is in audio production right now.
Awesome. Dan Perkins, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. Take care.
All right, so you heard Dan talking there. He does contribute to The Hill, and he's talked, that's why we love having him on, love not because... fights for the Hill, but because he goes a little bit deeper in his knowledge, obviously, with what he knows monetarily, and beyond that, the fact of his writings as an author and his expertise in the terrorist arena. And he talked to us, he's right about that, about Greece. And in fact, he talked about when the dominoes start to fall, they create that momentum. And this is what the problem is. And this is what happened in Greece as we saw those dominoes go down. What ultimately, what was the relevance for us? And what did this mean? Was this kind of a warning shot to, hey, you want to be careful, America, because as we look over our shoulder, don't think that it's not impossible that we put ourselves perilously close to what they've had to go through there. You know, investing, it's that whole debt thing. It is never a long-term solution for anything or any person or anybody. There is no question about it when you go into that deep, deep debt because of the money, the amount of money borrowed, when it's greater, as he was explaining, than the gross domestic product of a country, how do you ever turn that equation around? And this is exactly what happened in Greece. And that's why the Bank of Cyprus closed all the banks and they put in currency controls. And eventually they ended up taking 60% of anyone who deposited money, 60% of the depositors' money, because they had no choice. What could they do at the situation that they were in? They were initially, the people were initially told that the government would probably take only about 15% of the deposits of over 100,000 euros. But when it was all said and done, many of those accounts lost 60%. I want you to think about that for a second. Can you imagine? Already we get nothing from the bank, right? Don't they charge you already? They charge you just for the pleasure of maintenance of having your money in their bank. Bank of America. Oh, to me, they're like bandits. Imagine if it were to go so cockamamie belly up and you were told 15%, which already you would probably be upset over, and then suddenly that metastasizes, because that's the word for it, into 60%. Oh, and the debt to GDP ratio for Cyprus is approaching 130%. How in the heck do you get back from that? How many bailouts can you have? And the answer is, you can't keep bailing them out. And we've seen this again and again and again. It's brutal. Something to watch for sure. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from Retail Me Not right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the Retail Me Not app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Magic number, yeah it is, it's a magic number, somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three, it's a magic number.
Most plans are not grounded in conservative principles. It will cost hundreds of billions of dollars. It's not realistic. It won't be implemented. And we need border security to be able to deal with getting this country back on track. So I'm not going to get into the issues of what he said and I said. The simple fact is that his proposal is unrealistic. It will cost hundreds of billions of dollars. It will violate people's civil liberties.
Jeb Bush unloads on Donald Trump after visiting the border. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So Jeb Bush says, listen, this is cockamamie. I don't have to respond to Trump because his plan is stupid, basically. How can you possibly put all those people on buses, send them back, expect to do trade with Mexico? And you heard the key thing that Jeb Bush said at the end. Civil liberties. So for all the conservatives that are listening to America Tonight, is that offensive to you, what Trump is saying? Put people on buses, get 11 million out of the country. I will tell you realistically, good luck trying to find everybody to put on those buses, the mythical buses. But you understand what he's saying. You understand what Trump is saying and what Jeb Bush is saying, that there's no way. And here's the other thing. There would be no vote from Congress on this. We know it. But the bottom line is Trump is that guy that just shoots from the hip, and he can. And he knows it, and he says it. He says, listen, I'm not a politician. I'm saying what I think, what I see. And the funny thing about Trump is he says, I have dumped tons of money into Democrats' campaigns, Republicans' campaigns, because it's leverage. And this is what we do in America. So now he's on the other side of this, but he doesn't have to have anyone leveraging him because he doesn't need the money dumped into his campaign and doesn't want to take it. He has lobbyists on his payroll. He gets it. So that's what makes it even more intriguing. To me, Jeb Bush eventually will be on life support. And trust me, I think he's a nice man. But if Jeb Bush is the nominee, then the Republican Party's in trouble. He's got no pizzazz, no pithy comments, no great comebacks, no ha-ha moments. He has a track record that's good in some places and horrible in other places that will easily be exploited as we get deeper into the campaign. But Bush was the guy. It almost reminds me of the whole thing with Mitt Romney. Because if we're being honest, Mitt Romney has supported a lot of people. He's helped a lot of charities. He's done, as much as he's portrayed in some terrible ways, he has helped a lot of people. Doesn't matter, right? It was the give back moment nation. And how many people leading up to it said, oh, Mitt's not the guy. But then he is the guy. So the Republicans can't have that he's not the guy, but then he is the guy. And that's what Jeb Bush is. He's not the guy. His moment was stolen by his brother. Because once GW stepped in, that was the second Bush. And that was it. If he gets the nomination, I think Jeb Bush cannot beat whoever the Democrat is. And I can't imagine who else is on the ticket that's going to make Jeb Bush become electric all of a sudden. I think the thought was, okay, legacy with Jeb Bush, and he speaks Spanish, his wife is Colombian, shouldn't there be a little bit of give there from the Hispanic community? And the answer is not really, not as much as you would think. So while Trump keeps gaining ground, I think Jeb Bush is losing ground, and that's why the Jeb Bush campaign is all about let's go after Trump, because he's the one getting on the headlines. He's the one that we're being asked about anyway, so let's just do that. Let's make that our mission. That's the way to go. I don't think so. All right, if you want to chime in on what's going on with China and what you see happening on the stock market, I mean, how many people are just rolling things into cash and saying, oof, I know that you can wait until the whole thing's drained and then it'll bounce back, but it may take a long time to build it back. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Let's go out to Grim. Hi, Grim.
You know, I went to this Ashley, you know, cheaters.com place, and I plugged in my
Ashley name. Madison.
Yeah, Ashley Madison. I plugged in my name, and I'm cheating on myself. Can you believe that?
I believe it.
I want to give kudos to your first two people you talked to there, Dan especially, because Trump can take a little bit off of Dan's advice there, and we just need to expand our border. Why bus them? We'll just take land and move them in, create New America South.
New America South, I love it.
Well, why not? You know, I mean, Trump, he's already leading with suing the network. You know, he can take the network, too, you know, and the land. You know, just take from Dan there.
Just
Dan's
take it all.
That's right. Dan's got the right thing going there. And Mr. Perkins, you know, he's the first one not that you had on, but that I have heard so far that admits that, hey, this ain't the end of it. I agree with him, because one question I'd like you to ask, or would have asked even him, is who are we going to borrow from now?
Yeah, we're stuck.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point I'm getting at, is because our economy is based off of them, and we borrowed and borrowed.
Yeah.
Our debt is to them that we have in our national debt. And we're not.
I know.
We never have been a socialistic economy. We've always had a debt it's not like we can go out and print more money to pay off the debt and then have a coup and say, okay, let's just, you know, put our debt back to zero and start over and print more money. We're not a socialistic economy. Never have been.
Yeah.
And right
yeah.
now, Kate, is the perfect time for us to go back and get rid of Mr. Clinton's banking deregulation and go back to regulating the banks, because that's what kept this housing collapse that we had from our economy, is because we regulated the banks to make sure the loans they put out there were legitimate loans. And we're back at
right.
the same thing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big mistake. That was a big mistake.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're still out there doing these outrageous loans to people that can't afford homes they're living in.
Right.
So if we're continuing this way, we can expect a bigger crash. But right now is the perfect time for us to get out of the world economy, regulate our banks, regulate them as to how they spend their economy, bring back the workers from the other foreign countries. And another thing they could do is say, hey, China, you want your gas and oil instead of buying it from us? Why don't you just go ahead and get rid of this ISIS and this terrorist threat? There's plenty of oil wells. We don't have to light them up. We'll just let the Chinese move in there. Now, of course, Russia will have a little bit of problem with, but Russia's got too many problems trying to, you know, recombine the empire. And I don't think that they would move in. But, you know, we could say the same thing to them. You know, hey, we'll just, you know, we'll just turn our head the other way.
Yeah.
So that
yeah, we'll just turn our head the other way. Yeah, ridiculous.
And we can bring our troops over here and do exactly what Dan said. Expand our border south. Get them
yeah.
out of the Middle East.
Yeah, I agree. Get them out. Absolutely. But I don't think that expansion theory would work, though. However, I mean, we're on the brink of a couple of different things that are pretty scary right now. Where it all ends up, grand boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
the stock market is the first thing, because currency is energy, but when you have the energy flowing in the wrong direction, it's not a good thing.
We got to get our money out of this world economy. That's
me
what
do.
We have to do. We have to clean up our own backyard. That's basically
yes.
the path that Trump's trying to say, because that's what all of America is saying, and that's what he's trying to express, is we got to clean up our own backyard. Once we start our backyard, we become an example for other countries as we were before.
Right, when it worked a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or examples, if you don't want to follow this route, you don't have to. But if this is what's working, and here's the reason why, and you're right about the banks, and when the banks started to have the kind of control they had, and it's ridiculous with the Federal Reserve, with the quantitative easing and printing of the funny money, so what do you think is going to happen? It all catches up with us. We continue to amass a huge debt, so we can't, you know, how many trillions more can we dump into the future? And at some point, it's going to catch up with you.
Well, not only that, you might get a bank that works with you instead of robbing you, too.
Yes. Oh. Instead of charging you all these fees, oh, we were charging you monthly fees to hold your money of $25 or whatever. It's ridiculous. You're right. Maybe you get a bank that works with you and the way it used to be instead
uh-huh.
of the opposite way. Yeah.
Well, they write
especially
programs.
In the precarious loans.
They write programs to keep track of, you know, your account, how you do things. They know exactly what you're doing, and all they had to do is say, let's catch her off guard one time, and then here you go, $30 overdraft fee or this or
yep.
that. It's not like
no,
it
you're
used
right.
to be. It's not like it used to be. You know, you didn't have time to catch it, and you can't keep up with no computer program now.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. I'd love to see what the numbers are, and I know at one point I had them. They changed so rapidly, thanks, Grim, as to how much people money are losing with those overdrafts and with the maintenance fees, especially the maintenance fees, I think, are very, very sticky. Speaking of sticky, fruits and nuts, credit and bingo next on ATN.
Bye. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know where I'm going. This song is all about you. I want to be with you every day and night.
We're making that final turn here for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and our pal, Nathan Reeder, the technical maestro, the mad scientist when it comes to blending the music, jumps into the ring with us now. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
I'm mad.
Mad scientist.
Mad.
Yeah, what would a mad scientist sound like? I guess like that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's what all the movies
and
say.
Because you're here, we're doing that special thing called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
No, we're not.
Wait, are we? Okay.
We are.
Bingo!
Bingo. All right, so check this out. Ready, folks? I hope you're listening to me in Alabama. I like the people from Alabama. They've always been so nice to me. I wouldn't like this person if they had done this to my lake, though. Do you know that they had a 920-pound gator in a lake, in an Alabama lake? Hunters caught it 13 feet long, 920 pounds. It's the largest ever pulled from that lake. It is the second heaviest alligator ever to be killed and captured in an Alabama state-regulated hunt. And I tell you, it would scare me to death if I was in that lake. The hunters say that the beast is going to yield 250 pounds of meat and that it won't go to waste because they have recipes in mind for a Labor Day cookout. I guess that part's good. So fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
No, I think it tastes like chicken. I think that's what it is.
Tastes
Isn't
like
that
chicken?
An option? Tastes like chicken?
It is an option to say that. You know what? I had alligator once in Florida, and it did taste a little bit like chicken.
Yeah. I think I've only had alligator once, and that was in Iowa. I don't know how that happened.
Somebody import the alligator?
Yeah.
The Iowans want gator. Apparently, it's very popular. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. The place where I had alligator was near St. Augustine, and I remember it was really cool because we went to that old fort, and it was you had to walk down this plank. It was kind of scary through this area in the swamp.
I imagine planks are always involved when there's a gator.
It was frightening. I was just like, wow, I hope nobody falls off the plank. We got to get out of here before sundown or we're probably in trouble. I don't know. What are we going to do if that happens?
Did you ever go to Gator World?
I did, and that's in Florida, too. Have you been to Gator World?
Yeah.
You're kidding. In Florida, same thing, same place.
Yeah, it's in Kissimmee, isn't it?
Yes. It was crazy. I mean, they had... They had the little baby alligators and giant alligators, and my nephew, the guy, the alligator hunter, told me, it's safe for him to stand next to me, right, and I see how fast those gators move, and he can throw him a piece of chicken. So I do have a picture of my nephew standing with the alligator hunter and, like, three giant gators next to them, making me very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have been a bad aunt if my nephew had gotten bitten. Wow. I would have been really... Oh, I would have been hysterical.
Of course.
I don't know what would have happened. It was crazy. But, I mean, they do it with everyone there, so I guess it's safe, I guess. How about this? There's a boy who was walking through a museum, Nathan, and picture this. He accidentally tripped, and he punched a hole through a $1.5 million piece of art.
Oh, I feel so bad. Oh my God. I feel like I could have done that a zillion times. And, like, you know, the bowl in the China store thing. Oh, my God.
All right, just so you know, he was visiting, this is scary, he was visiting the Face of Leonardo, Images of a Genius. It was an exhibition at Taipei's Creative Park when he had that unfortunate encounter. And it was a 17th century painting called Flowers, and it was all caught on surveillance footage. It was an accident. He was carrying a drink in his hand. He was touring the exhibit. He stumbled. He smashed into the painting, using his two hands to steady himself before he reeled backwards and froze, staring at the damage done to the bottom right of the painting and glancing at the people around him who were completely in shock.
Yep.
Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo.
I mean, it's really all of those guys. It's history is quite a delicate thing. Everything you touch, man, who knows? About 2,000 years from now, they could have it up and they could be having it go around the world on tour because it's a representation of something that you didn't even know was that important.
Well, right, and art is in the eye of the beholder. Of course, the greats, the Leonardos and all those people, the Da Vincis, of course, that's a different story. There are.
But we're talking about the market here.
Yeah, the market. I feel bad for the kid. I'm just going to say bingo. I just feel bad for him. That would be a terrible thing. And what is he going to do? He's not going to pay that $1.5 million. They're just going to fix it. Patch it up, baby.
Yep.
Duct tape it on the back. Don't tell anyone. All right, how about this? Speaking of art, Adolf Hitler was a painter. Watercolor paintings and drawings dating back from 1904 to 1922 netted nearly $450,000 at a weekend auction in Germany. The most expensive painting was King Ludwig's castle in Bavaria, now a tourist magnet, by the way, which went to a buyer, of course, from China for 100,000 euros.
Yeah, crazy, but also bingo.
Yeah, I think it's crazy, but bingo, but I'm sorry. I think bad juju to own a painting by Hitler, just my take. I win the lottery, I'm not buying any Hitler water coolers, let's just say that.
Have you ever seen Hellraiser?
Yes, I
have. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Have you ever seen Hellraiser? We'll leave it at that. If you haven't seen Hellraiser, go see Well, rent it, and then you'll know what we're talking about. Bingo. All right, how about this? Faster, bigger, badder. Jeff Bezos from Amazon last week was saying that he cares about his employees, even though there was yet another article about how lousy the employees are treated and how they're supposed to rat each other out and they have crazy long hours and everything else. Now Amazon announces they're expanding their one-hour delivery service to Seattle and three other Washington cities. Prime Now, it's called. And it offers free two-hour delivery in addition to one-hour delivery for $7.99. So from 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, you can order like wine, beer, ice cream, TVs, whatever, and you can get it. You can be guaranteed that you can get one-hour delivery.
Is that with the drones?
No, that's by hand. I mean, not to my knowledge, it's by a driver.
Oh, man, they're just setting it up so they can do it with the drones.
Yeah, probably. That's what I think, too. But that is insano. That's crazy. 1 hour? I mean, you know, there's a lot of pressure on these drivers. Like, when the driver comes up to my place for UPS, he's a nice guy, comes up, I swear he's running a marathon. I see poor guy, sweat is just flying, flop sweat off of his head. And he told me, they time me. He couldn't have a conversation. They time me. Like I had to scribble my name. Okay, bye. Because he gets timed, and if he's slow, they
wow,
cut you off.
I never knew that one.
Oh yeah, you work for UPS, and if you're quick, you're fast. You can haul those packages, you know, up to the door as fast as possible. You're okay, but they have a certain time limit, and they are watching your times. They are monitoring you.
Step it up.
Yeah, step it up. Yeah, right. So I'm going to say fruits and nuts for the one-hour delivery. We'll see what that turns out to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I agree.
This would be scary. Two pregnant women had to be carried from the Washington Monument after an elevator went out. So you know how high the Washington Monument is. They had to carry them. The firemen had to carry them all the way down. Most people were able to walk down the 500 feet of stairs, but the two pregnant women had to be carried down by the firemen using special equipment. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it?
Ooh, special equipment designation words.
Yeah. Fruits and nuts.
I don't know. Bingo. You got to take care of the pregnant women.
Yeah,
take
you do have to take, yes. Yes, you have to take care of them. And plus, I love firemen, and they it's not their fault that the Washington Monument went dark. All right, another rockin' episode of Fruits and Nuts, Bingo, and Shred It. Thanks, Nathan.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products.
Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.